Oscar Radio 4, India Sierra Sierra, Italy Quebec 5, Victor Romeo, do you copy Frank, over? Okay, Frank, welcome, this is Italy Quebec 5, Victor Romeo, Alex Radio Contact Coordinator. From Ugo Guidi, Forte dei Marmi, Italy. Are you ready for the question, Frank? Over.
I'm reading you 5x5 and I'm ready for the questions. Good afternoon from the International Space Station.
How important is the amateur radio station on board the ISS? Over.
Amateur radio is important for us on the ISS because it provides an important means of psychological support. It's always nice to talk to people on Earth, especially to school children like yourself, and to answer questions about the life here in space. So we like ham radio contacts very much.
What projects do you carry out on board the International Space Station? Over.
We carry out a lot of scientific activities on board here of the International Space Station in the field of biology, material science, fluid science. And right now we also have a shuttle and we are installing new equipment at the outside of the International Space Station for the Japanese Space Agency. Over.
Rebecca, who pays for all the cost of the ISS project? Over.
The ISS project is an international project by five organizations, NASA, Russian organization Roscosmos, Japanese organization, Canada and Europe. And all those countries participate in the cost of the ISS. Over.
Silvia, what is like living in a small place for a space shuttle for a few days? Over.
Living in a small space for a few days, of course, is not so easy, but it's also not so difficult, because you know it's only for a few days, and you're looking forward to entering in a bigger place. And also you fly together with very good friends, so it's not a problem at all.
Luca, would you like to participate in a journey to the moon? Over.
I would very much like to participate to a voyage to the moon. Unfortunately, I think that it will not be soon that we will go to the moon, so it will be for my newer colleagues, maybe the Italian astronaut Samantha or somebody else that will fly to the moon. And for sure, I hope that when you guys are all a little bit bigger, that you can fly to the moon or even to Mars. Over.
Gianluca, what does the ISS inside smell like? Over.
The ISS inside smells almost like nothing. We have very good filters here, so all the odors, all the smells that come off equipment, of ourselves, when we do sports, sweat, it's all taken up by the filter, so we have very clean air here on board of the ISS. Over.
Irene, is there a magnetic field in the ISS orbit? Over.
There is indeed still a magnetic field in the ISS orbit. The Earth magnetic field goes up to about 3,000 kilometers. And this is very good for us because it protects us from the radiation from the cosmos. Over.
Sarah, can you breathe normally on board the ISS? Over.
Yes, we can breathe normally on board of the ISS because we have a normal atmosphere here like we have on the Earth with the same pressures as we have on Earth. So we live here like we live on Earth in a t-shirt and in normal clothes and we can breathe easily. Over.
Naomi, how do you cope with the alternation of day and night every 45 minutes? Over.
We actually have lights on board of the space station that are on the entire day for us, our working day. And when we go to sleep and we sleep for 8 hours, then we turn off all the lights and we close all the windows, so it's dark. So we make an artificial day here on the space station. Over.
Elisabetta, how long did the training last in order to participate in the mission? Over.
I trained for about 4 to 5 years to participate in this mission. Over.
Mirko, what do you do if you get sick in space? Over.
If we get sick in space, we have a medicine cabinet here in space, And also if we would get really sick and we cannot get better, we can jump in our Soyuz and within 3 hours we can be back on Earth. Over.
Julia, what did your family and your friends think about your job? Over.
They are very happy for me because they know that I love my job, and so they are very happy that I can do what I want and what I love. Over.
Giorgio, what is the most dangerous moment during the mission, the takeoff or the landing? Over.
The landing is more dangerous because during the takeoff you still have some systems that can rescue the crew, emergency systems, and during the landing you only have one go at the landing and everything needs to work perfectly. Over.
Sarah, what do you eat and drink? Over.
We have plenty of food here on the space station. We usually eat out of cans or out of little packets that we can prepare with hot water. We have all types of food, European food, American food, Japanese food, and Russian food. Over.
Francesco, would it be possible to produce artificial gravity on the ISS? Over.
Yes, it would be possible if we make a big centrifuge. For the humans, of course, it would be very difficult because the centrifuge would have to be very, very big. We have artificial gravity for experiments, but they are on very small centrifuges. But for the plant growth, for example, we use this effect in the ISS. Over.
Alessandro, is it difficult and dangerous to pass through the atmosphere before landing? Over.
Yes, it is difficult. It's not. It's dangerous. It's not so difficult because the Soyuz does everything for us. But of course, it's dangerous because the temperatures get very high, up to about 2,000 degrees. Over.
Sophia, is the perception of time on board the ISS the same as on Earth? Over.
Yes, the perception here is the same as on Earth because we alternate our cycles artificially with the light, so we turn on all the lights or we turn off all the lights, and we also work with the ground on a fixed schedule, so our perception of time here is the same. Over.
Costanza, what was the most spectacular moment during your stay in space? Over.
The most spectacular moment during my stay in space was the first time that I could look outside the window and that I could see our magnificent planet. How beautiful she is, but also how fragile she is and how thin our atmosphere is. Over.
Alma, how often can you communicate with your family on Earth? Over.
I can communicate with my family on Earth through kind of telephone system, so from time to time we can call the family on Earth. We also have email that we can use from time to time, not all the time, but sometimes we can use email, and that's about it. Over.
Anna, what does it feel like to live without gravity? Over.
Living without gravity is just great. We can float around the entire day. It's very nice to do that. It's very nice, like, to float and to swim through the ISS. And for the moment, I'm standing on my head here in the Russian side of the service module, and I'm floating around, and it's extremely, extremely nice.
Okay, Frank, stop the question. Thank you very much for the contact. Happy, happy for you and the International Space Station.
Thank you for the contact. I hope you'll come and see my hometown. 73, over.
Thank you very much for joining and for all the interesting questions. It was a great event. I hope you enjoyed it. For me, it was really nice to be with all of you today from the International Space Station, and my best friend Roman is also standing next to me, and he also enjoyed all your questions and your the answers. Thank you very much again, and have a nice day, have a nice evening in Italy.
Bye-bye, Frank. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Evviva, evviva!